Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory?
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins!
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Welcome.
Welcome. Why are you being weird?
What? I'm not being weird. I'm just saying welcome to everybody. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. I really already regret saying yes to doing this podcast.
Welcome. Welcome.
Am I missing something? Is this a
joke? You're ruining it. We have to cut all this. Welcome. 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 Welcome.
This episode's called Welcome.
That's... Sorry. Welcome. You can't laugh during.
I'm not
we
laughing.
Have to start again.
With you, I'm
all
laughing
right, ready?
At you.
3, 2, 1. Welcome. You laughed again. Okay. This time's real. Welcome.
Can I go get my fucking taser?
Welcome to another episode of KFC Radio.
God damn it.
On the Barstool. Okay. Welcome. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yo, what's up, KFC? Fight to everyone else. I have a question. Would you rather have to fight a chicken to death every time you get into a car for the rest of your life, or have to fight a chimpanzee to the death once a year for the rest of your life, but you get a sword?
Oh, okay.
Let me know.
I was going to say, I can't beat a chimpanzee. I probably still can't beat a chimpanzee with a sword, but if I know, let's say starting right now, I have to fight a chimpanzee this year. Right?
Uh-huh.
So let's say we do it on July 29th of next year. So I have a year to train with a sword and fight that chimpanzee and then be ready for the rest of my life to fight a chimpanzee with a sword. I think I have to take that. Because a chicken every time you get in the car is a fucking fiasco. Every time I get in the car with my kids, I got to kill a chicken?
Do I have to kill it?
Yes. Fight to the death.
But,
to the death.
Okay, what about this? What about if I get in the car... And the chicken's with me,
no.
And we just fight during the ride. And then once I get
there,
I can get out.
No, you can't turn that car on. The keys magically appear.
Okay, how about if I'm a passenger in a car?
I think he says every time you get in a car.
That's what he said, but
yeah.
Are we talking like,
I
call an Uber, I got to fight a chicken?
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
Every time you get in a car.
That can't happen. I don't have time for that.
That's what I mean. Every time you get in a car, it's just a time.
I get annoyed enough with Uber as it is how long they, not. By the way, I'm not Uber, I'm a Lyft guy. I get annoyed enough with Lyft. When they lie to me about how long it takes,
mm-hmm.
and it's always 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it always 15.
Takes at least, yep,
it's
yep.
fucking
I was gonna
forever.
Say 12. Yep,
and it is. If I had to then be, I guess I have the rage in me to fight a chicken by the time that fucking car gets
yeah.
there.
But it's such a. You're going somewhere, right? You're nice. You're dressed up. Now all of a sudden you got chicken blood and feathers all over the place.
Yeah, you can't have
you
it.
You can't have
you
that.
You can't have it. No.
Every day I'd
come in fucking to work just scratched up and shit. What the fuck happened?
Absolutely, because you're gonna
fought
beat the chicken. You're gonna beat the chicken. You'll kill the chicken.
Probably,
maybe. I mean, a chicken could claw me for sure.
A chicken. I'll tell you what. I don't even. I would fight the chimp once a year sans sword, because it's just too many bullets being fired. One's gonna hit me if I fight a chicken. Like what? One day a chicken will get me. Right. No,
why are you not fighting the chimpanzee with a sword?
Even if there was no sword, I would take that option.
Got it.
Because like
the it's chicken just, will get you.
Then one day
but the chimpanzee will kill you. Chimpanzees, dude. Do you remember?
Yeah, no, I know.
Every year for like 4 years on the blog, there was some woman who got her face transplant done because her pet chimpanzee turned on her, as every wildlife expert told her would happen. You will get your face ripped off, and chimpanzees rip your face off.
Yeah.
They beat you to death. This woman happened to survive, but they will kill you. So you're dead the first time a chimpanzee fights you if you don't have a sword, and even with a sword. That's why I got to train, so I got to be good with a broadsword.
Yeah, but and it would be pretty cool to have that like. Like, you can't even train to fight a chicken. That's just like, I got to get my hands on you, and I got to wring your neck.
And I will. If your life depends on it, or I guess your life is dependent, but your schedule depends on it, early on, it would be a nightmare. I think eventually you'd be good at killing a chicken. But that doesn't mean that there still wouldn't be a fight and some clawing, and eventually they might get you on one.
I mean, chickens are feathers, fast.
Blood
right?
every year, but they're in it. You know, it's a confined space.
Like, but you're not in the car. I'm
envisioning it in the car.
Oh, I imagine he's guarding the door.
Oh, I'm envisioning you sitting
and like
in
I gotta chase him under the fucking car. He's jumping over the car.
Well, that's impossible. Man. You gotta catch a chicken. They fight the chicken to get in the car. Like,
not even saying you don't have to catch him because it's a fight to the death. But he's got evasive maneuvers. Right,
yeah.
So like if you land a good, you can't even land a punch.
No, you're grabbing it. You have to hold it, and you have to crack and kill,
which is tough.
But you know what? My dad said that my grandma on his side, his mom used to like regularly kill chickens for like food. They were like backwoods Pennsylvania shit. So if like my grandma can go out to the coop, grab a chicken, and kill it,
but that
like, chicken relatively
not, that
unscathed,
chicken, that chicken probably thinks it's getting petted.
True, it's not ready to fight to the death. But still, the fact that she just the you know the hand like she could just pop that neck and kill it.
I'm thinking an
angry chicken. I was thinking in the car, so it's like you're in a confined space, which is good for you to kill it, but bad for you because it's just a fucking feather fiasco going on. But I also got kids, man. I can't be fighting chickens every time I got to get my kids in the car.
Yeah.
So I drop my kids off at school. Then when I'm getting back in the car, I got to fight another chicken in front of the fucking school to get home.
At that point, you're going, I'll watch you to the door.
Think about that. Anytime that you stop somewhere and run in and run out. So I get in the car at my house. I fight a chicken and I kill it. I go to like CVS because I need garbage bags. I get them. I get back in the car. I got to fight another chicken. It's been 4 minutes since I just fought the last chicken. You got to kill multiple chickens.
But you're getting gas? I got
to
fight.
You get out to pump and then you got to get back in. You got to go to self-serve.
Chicken at a
you can't
snow
go to self-serve.
I drive to Jersey every day before I fight.
Absolutely. You pump my gas for me. I got to fight a chicken otherwise. You had some friend being like, can you pick me up? No, I cannot because I got to fight a fucking chicken.
Dude, I would fight the chimp. And guess what? I'd market that shit once a year.
Pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view, baby.
Yeah.
I'm rich as hell.
Yeah.
Like me.
You might be dead, but rich as hell.
No, because if I knew I was fighting
train,
chimp.
Train with the sword.
I would be. What's the new Marvel movie? It's like the Legend, the Legend of the Chains or whatever.
Yeah.
And it is. I would be in that ring. I'd be in that octagon. And we'd have a jungle themed. I'd give him a little bit of help. And I would be fucking slinging the sword. I would be so fucking shredded. You could put me in a movie. Because I would be like, look, this is my livelihood.
Well, when you know that you got to fight a chimpanzee, you will. And especially, let's say it's not scheduled. Let's say it's random. You'll hit the gym every day. Because you'd be like, tomorrow might be the day. I got to fight a chimpanzee to survive.
Yeah.
So you will live.
I'm training.
You know what? So yeah, everybody, live your life. Like, you got to fight a chimpanzee at some point this year. You will live your life to the fullest. You will be a specimen.
What's it like the, every time I put my feet on the floor, the devil goes, he's up. every time I wake up, the chimp goes, today's the fight.
Dude, even like, you know, like, I'm always saying no. I don't want to do things. Like, you know what, man? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go out because maybe I got to fight a chimp tomorrow.
Dude, but
maybe
it wouldn't be hard to kill a chimp because, like, when you, like, you slice a chimp's throat. As it's laying there dying, you're like, that is a person.
You also kill a person, yeah. It also would not be easy to massacre, you know, hundreds of chickens a year.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Thousands. I get in the car thousands of times.
I mean, think about, you know, every time you're with somebody, like, let's hop in the car. It's like, I can't, man. It's like, why not? It's like, it's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
You don't understand. Yeah. Like, come on, let's go to the beach. I'll walk. Why? It's 5 miles. It's going to be this whole thing. There's a chicken. It's a whole thing.
I mean, it's like Peter Griffin. And he literally fights a
right,
chicken.
Right, every fucking time.
That's a full-grown chicken. Or not full-grown.
That's like a chimpanzee-sized chicken, to be honest. If you really want to get fucking ATI with it, we could do chimpanzee chickens or chicken chimpanzees.
Yeah.
But I think that ultimately, I also think you got to hit a fucking, that sword's got to be sharp, but I feel like penetrating the fur and the flesh and the bones of a chimp is not easy.
No, but I would be able, I have no,
how
no
would you,
concerns.
How would you kill? Would you go for the head?
Throat, yeah.
I think I would do a shaw, like,
oh, snap. Yeah, but then like he can fucking
like through the stomach and up through like a shot.
That's a tough angle there. But he, even like a stab, I feel like it's like he could still with his dying breath still stab your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like what about one of those like I jump from above and like a shroom through the top of their skull.
He'd barrel roll right
under
you.
They're so fast.
Next thing you know, you'd be on your back.
Monkeys are
so
fast.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't even think I could hit the chimp with the sword. I think, you know what I would do? I would wait in the corner. I would wait in the corner with my sword. I'd be like, come get some, chimp. I think the best thing that I can do is I think the chimp would do its jump attack for me, and I would hopefully have to just do one of those.
Like I think that
hold
would,
it up. Because I think if I'm
you're basically
you,
your William Wallace doing the hold.
Yes.
Like just
yeah,
wait.
With the spears. Yeah. Because if I'm trying to like come
that chimp's
at you
in the
with
corner
the sword,
just smoking cigarettes, waiting
right,
you out.
Or it'd be a game of chicken. It'd be a game of chicken. I think we just do that one voicemail today. I don't think it's gonna get any better than that. That was an all timer. That almost sounded like the same guy from like when I heard that voice, it almost sounded like the rollerblade guy. Yeah. That was amazing.
She Olivia Munn was eating ass before Mike Adriano was. Olivia Munn and Chris Pine were putting tongues in sphincters before Mike Adriano had gape gloves.
Show's over! He said gape gloves.
That's what the gloves say.
I know, John. I obviously have seen them, but there are people out there who are not understanding the reference, so we're going to have to explain
hey,
to them
hey, hey,
that it's a pair of fucking gardening gloves, basically, that girls have to wear because he oils them up so much.
Hey, let's have a conversation. If you're using, if you need gloves to open your butthole, too much oil. You're using too much oil.
I've never understood why you're putting that much goddamn oil on the girl. If you need, John, a drop cloth, if you need a tarp underneath, too much whatever. Too much oil, lube, fucking milk.
Fucking,
too much
fucking too many sticks of butter up her ass.
Too much stuff.
I've seen the video. I'm not making it up.
Dude, the gape gloves is, I mean.
Yo, do you think he sells them? You think he sells them on the website? Find out.
Let's find out. Let us find out. I'm just going to Google gape. You look at like the website. I'm going to go gape gloves. There are some prudes and some girls who are very confused and
okay, there's a Reddit. I mean, you know, Mike Adriano, first of all, has a Reddit.
Lenina. What?
Mike Adriano has a Reddit. And this is from 1 year ago. Someone posted in the Reddit. Anyone know where to buy Mike's gape gloves? And there's one reply and it says, ask your mom.
That might be the greatest your mom joke ever executed. That really might be the funniest mom joke ever.
That is fucking bro. Classic.
Bro, I cannot think of a scenario even remotely close to how awful it would be if you found your mother's gape gloves. Like you find your mom's fucking sex toys, lingerie, you find a sex tape with your parents, you find your dad's sex toys and lingerie. None of that even comes close to if you open up a drawer or a fucking closet or a box of that belongs to your mother, and there's a pair of goddamn gloves designed
not
to be
clean.
Able to spread your butt.
Oily as shit. Freshly used.
Ask your mom. Imagine you walk in, say, you know, your mom's in the garage wearing a pair of gloves one day like that. Holy shit, the gape gloves. Gape gloves exist. Lenina Crown tells us what the fuck gape gloves are. Let's see what this YouTube's about. I mean, this is... this is special. Gape gloves is a deep cut. Gape gloves is like knowing the San Francisco Armory. Like you are a real one if you know what that means and what that's about. I never thought. Could I have an Etsy link to these gloves? I can't find them on Etsy. Are people making gape gloves on Etsy, man? Are people making gape gloves on Etsy?
thanks to. Of course, he's a German. You fucking pervert.
I know.
Oh, is this the Gape gloves here? These are my favorite gloves. Oh, these are open your sphincter.
This chick's got all the fucking supplements and shit. Here we go. Oh my god.
I'm gonna put them on because it's going to be easier because the cleaner you already are, than the cleaner you already are. And of course, we must talk about the Gape gloves.
I forgot about Gape gloves.
Oh,
what's the Gape
gloves? This fucking pervert here. I love the Gape gloves.
The Gape gloves. I forgot
I
about the Gape gloves.
The Gape. Now, would you say those gloves would fit me if I wanted?
Here we go. Let's keep going.
I have no idea.
They're so powerful.
They are powerful.
Darlings, the heart is not so big.
I know, we can see it. Are these something that you sell?
No, I actually bought them online. I bought them on Etsy.
Well, you should make your own and sell them. You'll
need to explain to Dan what they're for. They're not just keeping your hands warm.
I've seen tons of different. I've seen people use them in scenes.
Oh, okay.
I've seen countless because it was one.
Hey, Dan, why don't you let her describe him, fucking idiot?
You're ruining the moment, Dan. You fucking let the moment breathe.
All right, fucking his Italian asshole. Yeah, I've seen the girls using them before.
I've seen people use them in scenes.
Oh, okay.
I've seen countless because it was one.
It's a popular thing in America for like True Reno with Mike to have these gloves.
Right.
So
Totally.
A long time ago, started as a performer who had HIV, and he didn't want to infect girls. This is before we realized how. And he was using gloves.
I don't think that guy knew what HIV was.
That doesn't matter. Second of all, about sucking the air out of a room.
Shut the fuck
up, bro. We're talking about Gape gloves, the AIDS, bro.
Let the fucking hot chick describe what Gape gloves are and keep the AIDS in your fucking mouth.
Let the girl talk about her anal sex equipment. Shut the fuck up.
Because he wasn't having sex with the girls. This is a...
Oh, he was just...
Right.
Doing the gaping bit.
Right.
wait. You gotta see that one. The way he was doing the gaping bit. He went like this.
Because he wasn't having sex with the girls. This is a...
Oh, he was just... Right. Doing the gaping
bit. Doing the gaping bit.
That's a Randy Moss fucking end zone dance. Ah!
Wait, what was that laugh about? Things evolve. Fuck you.
Things evolve. Yeah. And then somehow it became popular. But so I understand with the gloves. There's that gloves, which is for the. And then there's the bad gloves with the lidocaine gloves.
Which
are completely different. Yeah. Because the lidocaine glove guy takes his glove off after time when a lidocaine does that.
Yeah.
The lidocaine gloves.
I've seen that. But you should make your own gloves. You should make your own branded gloves.
Yeah, maybe I could put my logo
on
them.
Put like an LC logo and like a crown.
Yeah, because I have my logo.
Hilarious.
Just absolutely.
Who the fuck is this Dan guy?
I'm gonna kill him.
That is such a funny fucking pin by you. That is like I don't think I've ever. Clearly, there's one conversation. I don't know how many conversations in the whole world have ever occurred about Gape gloves. I think that's a pretty niche topic.
I mean, everyone's seen them.
Not everyone. No.
Most people.
John, I'm going to tell you,
we're talking about Drake being prolific. Mike Drown's prolific. That motherfucker's everywhere at all times.
You got to understand how many, like, vanilla people are out there.
Bro, it's just anal sex. I think
John,
that's just regular sex.
It's anal sex with, like, special gloves and equipment for it. John, he put speculums in girls and shit. He's pretty fucking
speculums,
out there.
Speculums on the fucking... That's fucking part of canon now. That's porn canon.
That's what I mean. I don't think it is. I think that we're fucked.
Ah, man, I hope not.
We are, definitely.
How about this? If we're fucked, everyone listens to the show's fucked.
Well, that's definitely true. So you're right. So then in that case, we're in the trust tree, basically. Yeah. The way that Mike Adriano's dick comes out of the side of the camera, it's almost like you're wearing 3D goggles. It's just crazy. It's like the way a shark... comes by in an aquarium. You know, like if you're looking at the aquarium wall and all of a sudden like a giant whale or a manatee or something just floats out, it's just like, whoa. That thing. And then he's got his own gloves and he fucking puts it in.
What's the game gloves? These gloves
are everyone, so funny.
What we've learned today is everyone on the fucking True Anal set has AIDS.
Yeah, what? That, like, what was that about?
Yeah, there was the guy with the gloves because he had AIDS.
What? What?
Bro, I remember when
AIDS.
I remember when I fucking wrote a blog way back in the day. Like early.
Oh, you had some ignorant talk about AIDS.
It's like really.
You had you used to think you could catch it from you just like run away from the kids or something, right?
No, it was my roommate.
That was another one that was super. You thought you could catch something else.
Yeah.
Even more offensive than AIDS.
My roommate fucking he worked and like I never actually believed this. I was making jokes on the internet back when these kind of jokes were okay.
Yeah, back when
and,
that was allowed.
But he worked for a guy who had AIDS. And, like, they worked out of his apartment. And they keep, like, yeah, he uses his computer all the time. I'm like, well, what if there's fucking cum on his computer? And you come home and give me a high five, and I have a cut in my hand. Like, I was kind of kidding. But, like, as I say it out loud.
I do.
It's not completely
logical. I don't understand. I think almost everybody, I would imagine, went through a paranoid hangnail phase that you think you can get it from having, like, a cut on your fingers.
Oh, I didn't do that. Now I'm about to hit it.
I'm
going through my phase starting now.
And I don't know why. I mean, because I still kind of feel that way. It's like, I know that if it's in the air, you can't get it. So that I understand. Come on the keyboard, it's dead. But if things are sealed, and I've got like a hangnail cut, why not? Why not?
Well, yeah, why?
I don't know, but Google says you can't. It's like, I don't know about that one, Google.
Google's been wrong before.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I 33-year-old male, have been married to my wife, 29-year-old female, for 7 years. We've discussed having kids, but you can't be 32 years old and married for 7 years. That's just, you got married too young.
Yeah.
We have discussed having kids before, but we always said we'll wait a couple years until our careers are more stable. We've been enjoying our child-free lives, but about a year back, we decided things were going pretty well for us and thought it's about time we had our baby. Working from home also frees up a lot of time for extracurricular activities. Oh, you mean fucking. We haven't had any luck so far, but we're mentally having the when it happens mentality. It's very frustrating reading Reddit writers because they're
dumb.
They're not very good at
idiots.
It.
Idiots, yeah.
So we're not rushing anything. Sometime around October last year, wife suggested that we get a puppy. We're both animal lovers, and we thought it was a great time since both of us would be at home and we could watch over it and house train it. We got the puppy, and we both love him dearly. But ever since we got him, I've had to bathe, feed, and clean up after him. Don't get me wrong, she helps out as well, but I would say it's a 90-10% ratio. It gets extremely tiring after a while, and sometimes I want to kick my feet up, have a beer, and watch TV without being interrupted with, hey, the puppy just peed. Can you come clean it up? I mean, that's an insane question to ask. Yeah. It carried on for a couple months, and a couple of nights ago, after a long Zoom session for work, I exploded and told her that she needs to do her share of looking around after the puppy, and I'm tired of being the one who does all the work. She told me I was being calculative and trying to undermine her. I told her – where did we go here? I told her – I exploded and told her she told me I was –
So she just sucks at taking care of dogs.
Yeah, I told her that it's clear that I've been doing all the work and all that she wants to do is play with the puppy. This is where I might have gone too far. I told her I can't trust her to look after our puppy. How can I trust her looking after a baby? We had a baby. I won't be able to clean up after him all the time. And she had to do her share as well. She screamed at me, burst into tears, and left the house. She's been staying at her parents for a few days now. But things don't really seem to be improving. Her parents are telling me it's a horrible thing to say, as looking after the puppy is not the same as a baby. Whatever. That's it.
You know why she's crying so much?
She knows he's right.
Yeah.
But like,
I will say, I do get very annoyed when people talk about having a dog being the same as a baby because it's wildly not. But in this case, it's like if you can't do one, you probably can't do the other. Right. But also at the same time, I don't know.
There's no genetic connection to a dog.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I've had iguanas that I was like, I don't care if you die or not.
You had an iguana?
I had an iguana.
He said iguanas.
You pluralized that.
Yeah. Like cigars.
No, I think it was only one. It was Godzilla, but like,
that's a good iguana, like, name. Solid.
I was like, yeah.
You know, I would have named my iguana King Kong just to fuck.
Yeah. That's why you're fucking twisted, little bro.
he would get out and I just wouldn't even tell my parents. I was like, wherever he is.
I had a lizard once and I let it go.
I let it. It was so it was a chameleon. So I used to put like cool shit in the tank to like colorful. You know what I mean? And then one time it got like spots all over it, and I was looking at the cage, and I was like, "There's nothing in there that's spotted. I think you just had like some weird disease." And I just let him go in the backyard. I was like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
So it was probably somewhere in like the woods of Pennsylvania. There's like a freak fucking giant lizard running around. Anyway, I do think when chicks have babies, they, you know, something kicks in. They become different.
If she's a bad
annoying.
Girl, yeah.
And then they really want to take care of the kids. But
if you really think she'll be bad, have the kid. Just be like, this is you. This is your thing. And then hit her with the biggest told you so right as soon as that little tiny casket is going into the ground. Won't it be sweet? Won't it be sweet when you look at her, you're mouthing it to her.
Whispering it to her in the service.
Yeah.
I fucking told you this was going to happen.
You only need one pallbearer. He's holding it like a pizza.
Honestly, it's crazy, but like that would be the biggest, like the best feeling of I'm right ever.
You only need 1 year on that tombstone. You save money.
This is the most offensive segment in this podcast. I need you to. We got to play the tape. I truly gasped when he said casket. I was like,
"What did I tell
you?"
You're
not. I mean, that is that's got to be the best feeling of like vindication.
Yeah.
If there's anything to brighten up the day your kid dies, it's like that you called it.
Yeah. High five in your buds, like
fucking.
You showed her
that shit was coming down the pipeline, man.
I saw it coming from a mile away, and you didn't stop it.
That just you,
sometimes you just, gotta prove a point, Rick.
You know how they usually like lower them into the
yeah.
Just drop it.
Yeah, just it doesn't
drop
even make
it, and
a
you
noise.
Stand there and you do the Jordan shrug.
Look, Rick, if I didn't let her kill this kid, she was just gonna keep asking.
Well,
me
I mean, how else was she gonna learn?
Mine is it's lesser than it used to be. I used to have tobacco in it. I used to have chewing tobacco. I used to have weed in it. I no longer have either of those two things. So I basically just have, I have my remote control, my clicker, and a lot of frozen, a lot of, I have frozen candies, sour ones in there, and then I have frozen peanut butter cups in there. That's basically it, and I like to eat them together, which I don't know if I've told you that before. I've been on a hot streak of that.
What are you doing?
I put the frozen Sour Patch, frozen candy. And
you're
the,
doing like sour candy with peanut butter cups at the same time?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I got a combination that.
Bro, no. It's so fucking no. Good. It is because what happens is it's a peanut butter and jelly with a little spice on it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's fucking divine.
No.
It's so good, dude.
No. No. We're not doing peanut butter cups with sour.
Bro, it's a spicy peanut butter and jelly.
No.
It's fucking unbelievable.
No.
Everyone's doing all right. No one's tried it yet. Can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you run down
don't
the way real
it.
Quick and get
no.
Just for the, yeah, for the yeah. For the family.
Oh, I'll eat it.
Just yeah. have a couple of fucking
that's the second weirdest combination I've heard in the past 24 hours. Last night my roommate goes, like my mom was in town and my little brother, he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna make dinner for you guys. I'm making chili and cinnamon rolls." And I'm like,
"Oh, like, that's fucking what's like, his dick loves that."
I'm like, "That's a weird combo to have together." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess for dessert we'll have cinnamon
yeah,
rolls
no,
and then chili." Fucking, I look over, he's scooping it.
With, who somebody real?
Will Compton, I believe, is a big
really?
Advocate of that. Yeah,
yeah
I think
he said it's a big Iowa thing. It's Stefan. He's our fucking tech guy. And he's just, I look over, he's scooping with it. I didn't try it. I should have tried it before I talk shit about
I'm
it.
I'm more inclined to try that than this fucking shit.
Can we just here? Get a big old bag of fucking SBKs, big old bag of PBCs.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Justin's if they have them. Nah, get Reese's for it. Well, get Reese's, please. This is, oh, my nips are hard just thinking about it. It is fucking creamy.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. No free ads.
Yeah, these are fucking random sour candy.
My mouth just started watering at the sight of Reese's Pieces. I'm such a fucking fat kid.
All right. Ready? Oh, man, I'm fucking hard. Well, that long.
Wait.
What?
He's looking at me.
Spicy BBJ!
It is like a BBJ. He's right. I don't like it, but there's like a peanut butter inside. Yep.
I've been whacking the fuck out of these dudes. Bro, I just sit down in bed like this. Everyone want to try one?
I gotta try it.
Come on.
Yeah. It really is. It really is like a peanut butter sandwich.
It's crazy.
It's just good. It's like so good. My pocket is just full to the frozen Reese's Kiss. But I usually get, I have the individual Reese's, individual Justin's, and I know the exact recipe for that.
Yeah.
It's two SBKs to one mini cup.
So that makes sense.
It's a little harder to do with this.
Right.
Get like the
You've just been smashing those, haven't you?
Fucking hammering. Bro, I ate those from 8 o'clock this morning until 11 a.m. before I got out of bed.
3 hours of that shit.
Man, that's great. I love the edge of the
peanut butter here. I don't know how that happens. It's a PBJ.
You have one yet?
Not yet. I'm cutting.
Spicy PBJs is the only way to call it, and it is.
It's
two. So get two to a bite. Have like a. It's two to like a mini cup. You know what I mean? Like the individually wrapped cups. You got one of these?
You're not smoking.
You're all set? What does that mean?
I'm allergic.
Oh, yeah. You are gay.
I didn't want to say this. I have never brought this up. You guys have had peanut butter in here, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to do anything about it because I knew you two make fun of anyone who does. And so
This entire time
I've worked in this podcast, I've tried to get away with not being gay. And I was really hoping this wasn't going to be the time.
He was in like sixth grade. He was in sixth grade, couldn't have any peanut butter, and he was like, I'm going to fuck guys. I'm not a normal boy. I'm going to fuck boys because I can't have peanut butter. Obviously, you can be in the room, right?
Well, allegedly.
I will find out.
To be clear, I did not know that before I sent him to buy peanut butter.
That is pretty funny.
I did. I totally forgot.
This will kill me.
My bad.
No thanks. I'll die.
What was the first over there?
Yeah, sorry. I just started eating the Sour Patch
Kids. Oh, God. It's so good. It's the best snack.
It's not. I mean, I'd still rather just have regular.
Not me. Nick.
Yeah, it's like somebody poured a bunch of sugar in a PB&J.
Spicy PB&J.
Jeeves' apartment.
$800 in Hoboken.
$800.
It was great. Three guys. $2,400 total. We had a backyard. We all had a bedroom. The problem was I lived right above a guy named the Bookman. This dude. So this apartment was old, and like this wooden door to the apartment that like would expand, and you had to kind of like jam your way in. So things like that weren't like great, and like old appliances and linoleum on the floor. But like for what we were fresh out of college. It was my first apartment that I moved out of home for. It was in Hoboken, downtown, backyard, my own bedroom, big space. You know, couldn't ask for more. But the Bookman lived underneath us. And I remember, so my two buddies moved in. There was three guys who lived in the apartment. And then one dipped out and I filled in. So I got his bedroom. And so the two guys who had already lived there, they were like, just to let you know, our downstairs neighbor is a little bit weird. And I was like, we're on the first floor. And they were like, yeah, he lives in the basement. So, okay. And again, this is an old building, so it's not like it's a furnished basement. Yeah, it was like a cellar.
Really?
It was like a cellar, man. Like the So like my and my room was like directly in line with like the entrance. So if you imagine like a backyard of this like, I think it was a three-story building. So it wasn't like an apartment building. Mm-hmm. It was a little house. And you had to like go down these steps to get into this door. And like that's where my window was. It was like right by the steps to get in. So he was going like into the cellar right underneath my bedroom. And we called him the Bookman because every so often, a few times a week, he would just be going, "Where the fuck are my books?
Shut up.
My books! They're missing! Where the fuck are my books?"
Bro, that dude was a prisoner. And he did not get the new library cart to come by.
This dude was crazy. I legit think like that might have been it, maybe. In his mind, he was like still living in a prison, and like he.
Oh no! I think he just was.
Was in a prison. No, because we would see him, like we would then you know I would be leaving the apartment, and he would come up, and I would walk out, and it'd be like, "Hey man, you know, hi." I wouldn't be, "Hey man, hello." He'd be like, "Hello."
Just totally normal.
Presumably went somewhere to work, and then came home, you know, lived alone. Presumably paid rent to you know live there. Lord, I hope it was like no more than like $100 a month. But, you know, I think he had a life, but clearly like a schizophrenic, psychotic, multiple personality, flipped the switch when he went down there and just became the Bookman. So I don't know what it was. I mean, we used to joke it was like Seinfeld. You know, remember the episode with the Bookman?
Bookman.
Like, this dude just would scream. Where are my books? And like every now and then, you know, you have a girl over and the Bookman goes off. You're like, "Oh, it's just Bookman, don't worry. Get back down there. It's just Bookman." Yeah. You know, like, I mean,
like, this guy's gonna come kill us. Like, nice. Better hurry up then.
Better finish up and have a book ready. Better off from a book. I remember thinking,
imagine you told people that. You're like, you guys should have pranked people like that.
Yeah.
Like you had people over and you just whenever he yells, you guys just scrambling.
Find the books.
Like, no, he's read that one. He's read it.
Catcher in the Rye. I know. We gave him that last time. Get him the Gatsby. He'll love Great Gatsby. What do you mean, guys? Well, if you don't have a book, he's going to kill you. Yes,
like, you better have a fucking book ready in 45 seconds. Or you're going to enter a world of pain you've never experienced.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Find a book. Find a novel of any kind.
Bro, I would jump out a window. If you did that when I was in
Could
the apartment,
imagine?
I would do. You see the gif of the guy cannonballing out a window? I just sprinted fucking
right through the glass.
Fuck out of here. I have a book on me. I'm in a fucking. In the apartment with 22-year-olds, has been going to be a bookie for at least 6 to 8 years.
Like your best bet is like a phone book or something from the past, a Bible or some shit. Could you imagine?
I grab a receipt, start trying to write a tale.
Here's my book.
There once was an orange.
Imagine the bookman shows up. You know, you hear him yelling about books. We scramble, and he comes up into the room, right? He comes up into the apartment with his fucking AK, and it's like you have to present it to him. So it's like, here's the, you know, he looks at the book. He's kind of like, "Okay, you're good." Looks at it, flips. He's like thinking about it. He's like, "Okay, you're good." He gets to you, and you're like, you have like a magazine. Here's Maxim, and he looks at it. He's just like, just one to the head. Pow, you're dead. Where's the next book? Imagine having to offer up. You have sacrificial books. Because the Bookman's coming. We should have left piles of books at his door in the hopes of like one day when he does come shoot the place up, like Billy Madison, he's gonna cross our names off. Like,
yeah.
These guys gave me books. Yeah, we're all
from
good.
1B. Enjoy
the Bookman, dude.
I made the mistake of typing in POV torture video and just a bunch of porn.
Yeah.
Kink.com.
Send me those. Yeah. Those results. Send me those hits.
Yeah, the San Francisco Armory.
Oh,
boy, yo, that didn't get the reaction I wish it did.
That took me a moment. If that takes me a moment, you're not gonna know. But boy, that place. We should do a video. We should do a video. What's that called, Nick? Is that just B-roll?
I mean, come like, on. You guys all know what I'm fucking talking about.
I don't think they do. No, they definitely don't. Do you know? Yeah, we. I mean, brother, you got to understand. We are deviants. Okay? There's very few of us who live our lifestyle. What's it called, Nick? When Friends is on and before, like they come back from commercial and it just shows a picture of the building and then they go inside.
It's an establishing shot.
An establishing shot.
Okay, this means nothing to you.
No.
Yeah, bro, you are so miscalibrated on this.
Just closer to my face.
She's definitely not gonna know.
I knew Jackie wasn't gonna, but I thought Nick might.
What about this little fucking guy?
I don't think they do gay stuff. I don't think gay.
Show it to him.
I was just about to say I don't watch street porn.
I guarantee Kink has some gay shit. Well,
nothing.
Minorly.
Okay.
We should do a skit.
Well, I think there's just another version.
Now, okay, here's what I will say. I know this building. I'm a tad concerned that you knew it was the San Francisco Armory. Like, you could have said to me, you know that castle building in kink.com videos? And I would have said yes. When you said the San Francisco Armory, that is a seriously deep cut. I mean, this Reddit page says, the San Francisco Armory, which some of you may recognize. I mean, this is up there with the black leather couch. But I did not know... What?
Well, I knew, Kevin. Okay, I knew.
I mean, that is very, very, very funny. But we should do some sort of skit where the establishing shot is the San Francisco Armory. Yeah. And then we just find a basement somewhere. Like, imagine that. We're doing just some normal stuff inside the San Francisco Armory. And then, you know, like we hear, like, in the, you know, two rooms down, you hear a cat of nine tails slapping on someone. You're like, I'm just trying to, you know, it's like a WeWork. Imagine if you had a WeWork in the San Francisco Armory. We're just here with our little upstart, our little online store. We share a space with these people down the block.
You
down
just
the
hear
hall.
Fucking tasers going off the whole time.
Is that milk coming out of that room? What's going on there?
Casually eating a sandwich. We all hear it, right?
Yeah. That's a funny fucking skit. We got to do that. We all know what's going on here, right?
You're like,
man.
I'm not going to say anything, but we all hear this.
We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to say anything, but we all know what's happening here, right? The San Francisco Armory. Why do you know that?
In this episode.
Yeah. Why do you know that, John?
I don't know, Kevin.
John, why do you know that? John, we're not doing voicemails until you tell me why you know that. Until we figure out why you know that.
I don't know.
Why do you know that? Tell me why do you know that? Did you Google it? Were you like kink.com castle? Like,
I got to know where they filmed this.
I would for sure call that the kink.com castle. The San Francisco Armory. The fucking...
I just Googled it one day so we can go hang out outside.
What am I looking at?
I don't know why, but Gary Vee and Buddha Ben are now just hanging out on FaceTime.
Talking NFTs. Buddha Ben and Gary Vee. What a fucking world.
I probably
the San Francisco Armory has got to be the most specific porn reference of all time. Of all time.
I think I probably... Honestly, okay, so if I had to guess, I read an article once in GQ about James Dean.
Right.
And they went...
If I had to guess, here's this incredibly specific tale of events, chain of events that's going to lead to the answer.
And he did
we know, John.
He did a kink scene. And I don't remember them specifically referencing the San Francisco Armory, but they were like on location at a kink scene. And they must have mentioned it there.
Just do a control F for San Francisco. National Guard Armory. Yeah, kinks. Yeah.
Okay. So that's where
there
it
is.
Not that weird.
I will say, you know, but then you did put together San Francisco. It doesn't say San Francisco Armory there. It says an Armory.
I gotta figure out what Armory this is.
John went to some other Armory. He's like, damn it! I thought it was the Boston Armory. I thought I was going to find out.
Why aren't they being more specific?
Do you ever?
Yes.
No. Like, we're talking about how awesome the show is in general, right? Do you ever just drop down to your goddamn knees and think about the butterfly effect that it took to get here. Because that was one of the funniest moments of my life. And it will stick with me forever. And so we had to start this episode and talk about all the things we talked about. To the only chain of events that would lead to that, you know? Yeah. If we didn't bring up QAnon, we wouldn't have brought up this. And if that didn't come up, we wouldn't have brought that. And it all led to you knowing the San Francisco Armory.
Honestly, I thought that was a reference that was going to crush. And it fell on deaf ears.
He does this thing. I love when he does this too. He goes, well, that didn't work. I didn't get the response I was looking for. It's my favorite final word thing. Yeah. Oh, that went over like a lead balloon.
So fucking good. The San Francisco, like,
you know what? I'm going to do this right before this episode goes out. I'm going to put out a poll. How many of you know what this, like, how should I word this? Like, does this phrase, like, mean anything to you? Like does the San Francisco Armory.
If I said the San Francisco Armory, do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. I'm gonna say, if I said, quote, the San Francisco Armory, would you know what reference I'm making?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If I said, quote, the San Francisco, I think this is gonna be 100% no. The first 100%.
No, I got a few fucking couple real ones. We're gonna be like,
it's gonna be like, yeah, me and the Fife, founders of kink.com.
Me and Fife are in a DM group. We talk about it all the time.
How about this? You're so far off the mark. Do you guys even know what kink.com is? You do? You don't? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Because I think that's even kind of.
Really?
I think
Kink hasn't put out much in a little while. They have been slacking. I've bought multiple kink.com memberships. I bought kink.com memberships for other people.
For like a chick?
Yeah, just so you know, you might want to start watching this kind of
stuff. Wow! That's a move! Like, yo, this is in your future.
Yeah, no, I never did any of it because I don't know how to tie knots. But
because I dropped out of the Boy Scouts. Because I never got that patch in Cub Scouts.
I don't know how to tie knots! Oh, God. All right, the bunny went over the tree.
Let's see. Two words to you. Three words to you. And oh, how I hope you don't know what I'm talking about. Adriana Chechik Instagram.
I mean, I know what you're... What do you mean? How am I not going to know what you're talking about?
It's a recent post.
I think I saw her story recently.
Mike, bring it up.
Well, I saw...
Wait, hang on. I got to find it. But she might have deleted it.
I didn't see her... It was her on Lena the Plugs.
Yup.
That's what you're talking about? How she broke her neck from
fucking... Yup!
Adriana
Chechik. Bro, why did that come... I don't think I follow either of them. Why was this on my story? On my feed?
Instagram's been doing a lot of suggested for you lately that... I don't know. It's probably...
I sent this to you...
No, you sent me. No. I know the show exists.
Yeah, so Lena the Plug has a new show called Plug Talk. And Adriana Chechik is the first guest on it. And she said that she has busted vertebrae at the top of her neck from doing the pile driver position.
Hang on, we have to find this clip.
It's awesome.
How was it just on my feet? I can't believe I thought I followed them or something.
She's so gangster that she just keeps doing it. And it's like, yeah, man, like, no, I'm a pro. Wow, Lena.
Just to set this up, these are injuries Adriana Chechik has suffered having sex. Well, and not the position I thought it would be.
Neck now. I have a pinched nerve.
Like a wrestler.
And yet my C6 and 7 are out of place, the disc slipped. And then my brain stem actually comes out of pocket a little bit. And I know for a fact it's pile driver from bending my head like this that like constant impact.
So do you not do that position anymore?
I mean, I try not to, but it's really hard because it's kind of like... It's like my move.
She's committed to the
I went to an orthopedic and he was like, you can't. And I was like, but this is like, but look. Did you pull it out? Move. Yeah,
so
what,
you go to the doctor and just tell him all this crazy stuff positions you're doing?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Bro,
I mean that is that, like, she's committed to the art though.
Dang shit, that's
like
that's fucking Ronnie Lott.
Yeah,
that's fucking,
just chop my finger
off.
Let's
give
go.
A shit,
yeah.
Only is fucking with your brain stem. Right. That is Adrian Chechik is a 1990s linebacker of porn stars.
Right.
Just like, fuck it, I know I'm gonna die from it. I don't give a shit.
Right, don't eat my body to science.
I just want
to
contact bodies.
Dude, that position absolutely would destroy your neck and brain. If you do that position more than like once in your whole life, that's something you do to check off and be like, I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy doing it, you're like doing that squat thing, kind of. The girl doing it is like, oh my God. Okay, we did it. We're done. It's over. She does it like every fucking time.
I will be honest. I also don't know if I would have said that's her. If you asked me what's AJ's move, I don't know if
I
would have said pilot.
I don't know if she, like, it's all her move.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
it's her.
It's all her. I would say like three dicks in your ass.
Yeah, I would say
cock and ass is like the Chechik move. That's what she.
I would say like it's just entirely too much spit is an Adriana move. You know, we are in contact with Adriana too. She'll be on the show eventually when the geography of it all works out. We will be. She'll be on the show together.
That clip. I was aghast.
Yeah, that
when she says, because I was like, oh wow, she's never gonna do that. Fucking break, pile driver anymore.
No, she ain't stopping.
And she was like,
she is like a wrestler.
Well, I try to stop,
dude. Like that. Honestly, Adam says it best. Like that is like a wrestler who it's like, if you do another tombstone pile driver, like you're gonna die. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's what the fans need, man. I gotta jump off the top rope. Mankind. Like I gotta get hit in the head with a chair. I gotta throw myself on the top of the Hell in a Cell. That's what they're expecting.
She is.
And meanwhile, it's like
the ultimate.
It's like Adrian. No, it's okay. Like, we'll just watch you get fucked every other way. You don't need to fuck with your brainstem, girl. Like I need the porn world needs to step in and be like with like hashtag thank you Adriana and be like, we don't need you to break your fucking vertebrae anymore. Yeah.
Adriana, we want you around for a long time, a good time.
Right?
Like it's I'll make Adriana Chechik a solemn promise right here. If you never do pile driver ever again, I will still watch every scene you do. That's a problem. I will not end an Adriana Chechik scene with a fucking belly full of cum, belly button full of cum, thinking, oh, I wish you got pile driver.
As a matter of fact, now, if I see her doing pile driver, I'm probably not. Well, I mean, I'll be able to come, but the whole time I'll be thinking that poor girl's neck,
your body, it's all on the whack.
Her brainstem is fucked. Come on, let her up.
I get a text from Frankie over the weekend. Well, actually, we were talking about some other shit. I think we were talking about like a mutual friend, right? We were having a normal conversation. Yeah. And then Frankie is like, oh, and by the way.
Yeah.
And that's what really makes it as funny. I'll get the exact wording of it because to bring this conversation up in general is obviously silly. But the way it just drops in. So, yeah, I did an interview on the show Brilliantly Dumb. Frankie knows the guy from Long Island. So we're just talking about that and him and his career. And then he just goes, oh, bro, by the way, Trent and I had a debate on our way to the golf course yesterday. John? This is John's first time hearing it. If there was a toll booth on the road, and instead of a money transaction, it's a guy standing there with his cock out, and you got to just grab it and give it a pull to get through. Do you want the guy to be hard or soft? Now, before we even start answering, like, where did this come from?
You know, we were on the road for like 7 or 8 days, and we're going through all these fucking...
Got to be from his brain,
we're going
right?
Through all,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Going through
all these, he thinks of these things
going
like,
through
yeah.
all these crazy, you know, mountainous drives and all this stuff, and I think we saw this road called, like, Hard Rock Road or something like that, and I was like, Trent, you want to take a little spin down Hard Cock Road? It was one of those dumb, just in-the-car jokes, right? And then I said, what would happen on Hard Cock Road? Because, you know, the joke was over, but I'm still sitting there thinking, like, if there was a fucking street called Hard Cock Road, what would happen if you fucking pulled down that street and there's a dude standing there being like, all right, like you got to give me a pull and then you got to go. And then the fucking right. thing comes up after you yank his cock. So I said to Trent, what would you, what's the ideal position of that man?
Now, right? I think this is a no-brainer.
I think so too.
Okay. And I think we're going to be on the same page. And there's a person here who disagrees with us, and it's fucking insanity. So okay. I'm going to count to three, yeah. And you either say hard or soft.
Okay.
Okay? One, two, three.
Hard.
Trent. He wants a soft dick.
Why? I didn't like touching my own soft dick. I can't imagine someone else's.
Like, you gotta think about it logically. You gotta get your the back of your knuckles are brushing into that guy's sack. You gotta push into his soft ball sack to get around his soft penis.
Gonna lift it off the nuts.
To pick it up. And then go, honk, honk. And then you gotta drop it back down and it goes like this. It goes like,
yeah.
Oh. We weren't actually doing it in the car, but we were doing it with our hands where if like your dick is pressed up against the balls,
you have to
get under there and grip it. You know, it was just a gut reaction.
If it was me, I'd pinch it by the head. That's how I'd
pinch. You gotta think of the man.
Grab the ledge. Grab like the lip, you know? Would you go like the tip or the lip?
I grab it by the head.
Like
right?
The pee hole?
Yeah. Well, not the hole,
but that's what I'm saying. I think I would grab the ledge of your tip.
Dude.
You know?
Bro, think about traffic.
Then you gotta really start to think about like the logistics now. Because let's say I'm thinking to myself when we used to drive down to the Jersey Shore and there would be 5 hours worth of traffic. Wait, let's see.
That's where I'm just pinching like right there.
Yeah, okay. I'm grabbing that part right there. Like the ledge.
Oh, you're pinching the ledge.
If you're circumcised and I can just grab, I don't want to grab the tip. I just want to grab that little ledge. I don't want to do any of this. I just want it to be a hard cock so I can just go.
Okay, all right.
I'm thinking of it like bop it, you know, bop it, yes. Twist it. I just want to go.
As things usually go when we get in arguments about this, because we're yelling at each other in the car about it, where Frankie then ends up making a good point for my side of it where I hadn't even thought about it. Where, all right, you're talking about traffic jam, right?
Yeah,
you think about lines and lines and lines of cars.
It's just endless.
And if you, so this guy's getting his dick yanked thousands, hundreds of times. And by the
getting
time.
Getting the hand job. He's getting
the hand job.
These people are running a train on him masturbation.
They got to get home and they got to get to work. Like, that's just what it is.
It's like a very hellish hand job because, like, you get two togs, like, okay, if you kept going for 10 more seconds, I'd get there.
Then
they move out.
So, okay. And the next one is like, oh, come on!
Okay.
So think about that. This guy's getting like a steam tantric yoga hand job for 7 hours. It's just building up.
You guys are making my point for me here.
Right. Because there's going to be one unlucky guy.
Right, because you're in the traffic jam, and like you were saying, Frankie, you're now counting the cars because you can see up there that this guy is hard and he's been getting jerked off for hours.
He's sweating.
And
he's red. He's like, I just need to come so bad. And you might be the guy.
And this is a point for the soft dick where
the only point.
If you get there early, if you get off work early, or if you go to work early, it's a very soft dick. Yeah, you got to peel it off the balls, but you're not running the risk.
Also, you guys are in Vegas when you're talking about this. This is sweaty balls. And yeah, sweaty dick,
but
there is a chance that you go up there. It's almost like Hot Potato or musical chairs. One of those things where you're the last guy, you know, where you're like, dude, give it a tug, man. And it just,
dude. I'm gonna paint a scenario for you right now. You got a mid-30s guy. He's a fucking accountant. He hates his life, right? His wife hates him. The whole fucking thing. He put them on a fucking bus. He's driving to work. He sees the traffic's building up. He hates his job. His boss is calling him. He's late. He's got TPS reports to fill out. And all of a sudden, he's in fucking traffic on Hardcock Road. He goes, no fucking way. He's counting the amount of cars. He's seeing the fucking guy up there. And he's getting going, right? Like, this guy's like, oh, fucking yeah. And he's like, no
rush
way.
Hour, baby.
Rush hour, baby. He goes, am I going to, is this going to fucking happen to me again today? And he's going, 1, 2, 3. He gets up to that guy's car, and the guy's fucking knocking on the window. Like, come on, bro. It's about to happen. The guy's like, fuck my fucking life, dude. Fuck my fucking life, man. And he just pulls in. The guy just blows a load right out of his fucking face. What a way to work, man. Are you kidding me?
You got
to
cock the shotgun yourself to kill him.
Dude, when he's rolling up, he sees the guy's fucking, like, his body being like, come on, come
just
on,
squirming.
Come on, it's you.
It's you. He's pointing at him. He's pointing at him.
Come on next. Come on up. Pull up. Let's go.
Dude, the guy at the cock just points it out of the line.
Like, hey, he's long enough. I know what car it is.
He's like 27, 28, 29. Mr. 29, it's you. Come on now.
I've been working hard cock toll booth for 20 years. I know what fucking car I'm coming on. It's going to be you, motherfucker.
And then you know what the worst is, too?
Looking like a bully at recess with dodgeball. Like, it's you.
Dude, and as each person's pulling on him, he's just making eye contact with the guy. Like,
He's got to flip the windshield wipers on after. All over. He wipes it off his glasses. He's cleaning it off his fucking windshield. And you know what, too? When you're in those traffic jams, and you don't hit it and go. You know, sometimes you're stuck like in that little. So you like you pull that, and he comes on you, and then there's still traffic, and you're just sitting there like, dude, this,
oh, fuck my life.
This guy would have built like, remember in like I think it was Ecuador or Nicaragua or something like that. This is an old school Barstool blog about how like
strike?
I think the women's strike about mm-hmm. how they wouldn't fuck their husbands until there was a road built into town.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And like it was built in like a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, right. It was that fast. This is the guy who would fix traffic. In that like he would, you know how like yeah. with the issue with traffic is that like the human brain takes a second to be like, okay, time to go.
Yeah.
If all cars just went at the same time,
we'd be
like,
fine.
We'd be fine.
Yeah.
He would invent the system that just made cars all go at the same
so
time.
Don't have to
so he could just get too quick.
It would be one hand, you know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
dude.
While yes,
I feel like we just made the point for soft dick for pretty heavily.
But there's you know one in probably 5,000. How many cars go through there a day? We're like, that might happen to you. Slim chance. What's definitely going to happen to you is balls on your fingers and soft.
You're going to feel the heat
hand.
From the soft penis. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know what that? You're getting like the post cum penis.
Yeah. I think if you're pulling
that
guy a hard
just
penis,
came and you.
I think if you're holding a hard penis, you don't even really know you're holding the penis.
Right.
I think if you're holding a soft penis, you know you're holding.
You,
the penis.
You're feeling the nubs
the soft
and
the penis,
ridges.
And the hard
ledges.
Penis might as well be this thing yeah. right here. Right. I could be holding. That's just a flesh-colored pole.
Yeah.
And then, that, but a soft penis, I know that's a penis.
You know, you're feeling skin.
Like think about it like
wrinkles,
a fucking,
you're feeling hairs. You're
a mystery
feeling,
box. Yeah. Right? Like, if you put your hand in a mystery box and you grab a soft dick, you'd be like, that's
I've seen
a,
this
that's
porn
a
before.
Dick. Right? And then you reach in and grab a hard dick. If you got it, like, if you got it on the shaft, you'd be like, this could be.
Could be a dildo.
Right.
Could be anything.
Could be a finger, maybe. Like, I'm not really sure what this is. But if you touch a soft dick, you know I'm touching dick.
And again, the balls, you know?
The balls are non-factor to me because I'm grabbing the tip. I'm pinching the tip.
What
I'm not touching balls.
He might be like, no tip today. You can't grab the tip. I know who you
my
are.
My tip is fucking raw.
You're here at 5:30 every morning. You can't grab the
hurt.
Tip of my dick
I wouldn't
anymore.
I feel good. People pinching your tip all day long.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go pinch one hand, grab with the other, or you're gonna do like
you think?
Pull, yeah, yeah. I would maybe do a
pinch and grab, flop it up, and then
yeah, but then you
fucking
punch the balls,
or and then you gotta like squeeze a cock.
I
but
think,
then, and then and then,
a,
and then
a,
you're
a
gonna,
squishy cock is
you're,
no good.
You're gonna give
a squishy dick might as well be a rat. You know how they say rats can just fit in any mold?
Oh yeah,
like you could just fucking you can squeeze
put,
a soft dick into this fucking
yeah,
thing right
100%.
Here. You say that though. That's
I'll go to the bathroom real quick.
I'm just thinking, you know, it's hard enough to get a soft dick into a goddamn vagina.
Have you ever tried
get
to
get it in?
Do it.
You can get it. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world,
but it can.
Yeah, a rat's got to get himself pretty small to fit under a door, but he can do it.
You ever try to pee into one of those things while you're driving?
Oh yeah,
it's fucking.
Nope,
hard.
This is
that
so
is,
much easier.
Right, but it's a fucking. It's like the Olympics trying to. Yeah, you got to line up with. Just
but it
the
also
whole.
Is.
I peed into a soda can.
Oh,
that's a sharp top.
You are living on the edge.
I didn't do it. I got the idea from Dwight. Dwight does it
on the move.
On the move, yeah. And we were
driving
in Vermont, I think, or New Hampshire, or something like that. We were in like traffic skiing, and it was just like I didn't try to put my dickhead in it. It was just like it was like if pee's gonna get everywhere,
I mean,
pee's gonna get.
If
everywhere.
You try to put your dickhead into a soda can,
to the ER.
I mean, that is you don't deserve it.
That's what I learned from Dwight's shortcomings. That's how I had to not do that because Dwight does that.
Was you were driving or passenger?
I was passenger.
Yeah,
I think that's an impossible feat driving.
I peed in a...
Well, like, in the back seat, it doesn't matter if you pee a little bit, like, on the stuff.
The
driver can't see it.
You,
true.
The stuff.
That's really what it's all about, not getting caught.
I peed in the driver's seat in, like, a bottle like this in, like, a traffic jam. We weren't, like, moving. But that's also awkward because in a traffic jam, you can kind of, like, see.
100%.
You know, so you're... And then, really, it's like, you can't get a good shake...
No.
I feel like you leave residual. You leave like residual pee in the tank when
you're
sitting
doing
down.
The math. Am I going to overflow?
You piss about a shot into your pants, about 2 ounces.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're at the point where it's like I should have just peed the whole thing in my pants. Yeah. There's enough pee in there now that I'm uncomfortable. I could have just done this and been like, yeah, that's the same amount. And so you're sticking though, soft tank for you.
Yeah, I think this whole segment
just because
has
of
been
the cum.
That's a day ruiner.
That's a like a year ruiner. Yeah. A life ruiner. Like, remember the time the guy on Hardcock Road cummed on me?
I understand.
That's worse than a day ruiner, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's
like winning a lottery.
You're playing Russian roulette with like
a thousand bullets.
Like a 50 cal with like one with those fucking like belts of bullets.
Yeah.
And there's only one bullet in it.
I mean, like think about. All right, here's another question. How many tugs, Lil' Kim style, how many tugs would it take under these circumstances where it's like car comes, tug, like 10 seconds?
I don't
go
think
by.
I'd ever come.
Right, there's probably days. Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably days where he doesn't come at all.
It has to be. I would say no.
Coach Joe goes home and beats his wife that night.
If it is Coach Joe. I mean, let's say there's a traffic jam, though. Because if you're just a tug and then a car comes by 20 seconds later, you'll never come. But if it's a traffic jam and they're just coming through, but every time it's let's say it's a good like a 1, 2, 3.
I think you come.
How quick though?
So? Oh, maybe like, 30, 40 cars.
No way.
You don't think so?
If I just say it was me and you, and I just sit here right now and I go and I stop and wait like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then, 30 of those is not going to make you come.
I think maybe the guy working the booth gets conditioned to that though, and he figures it out.
Yeah.
Well, also is he?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
He's learning how to make himself come.
Yeah.
From 30,
I think while you're doing this, he's like shoving a finger up his ass.
Yeah. Right. He might be watching like hardcore porn on his little toll booth computer.
Yeah. Well, what if
his fucking sweaty balls?
What if that's the other lane? You know, you're on this lane, you're tugging. Like on this lane, you got to be poking.
What about this? If it was like
which lane do you want on there?
You know how they have like the fast pass?
Yeah.
Like fast pass is
like easy pass, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He can he's working himself in between.
Oh shit.
So like you're much more liable to fucking. So it's either you sit in a 100 car traffic jam or you can get right
you're
there.
You're driving through and it's just like bam. You're just like please
just
flat.
Stroking his deck like come on, I'm gonna get you. And he sees that one miserable guy coming, the one miserable guy coming 100 miles an hour. He's like, I'm gonna fucking get you.
Fucking, I love the shoots. Point at the guy.
Oh,
dude, happens, I'm not even like, paying attention to these.
You're coming up.
It's you, motherfucker. You.
Yeah, these ones don't count. Yeah. These ones are just in the bank, but it's you that I'm looking for.
He just hangs his head in the car. Yeah. Like,
God almighty.
I'm sticking with soft dick.
I'm Trent Ryan, and I'm sticking with soft dick.
This is our own version of the opening to Office Space. We have to make it. You know the beginning of Office Space where he's in the traffic and he moves to the right lane?
Yes.
We need to make an opening to a movie with Hardcock Road.
You were texting me when we were on the plane. So we had this conversation on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. Then we flew out. Fuck, I don't even know.
Can I ask a question real quick? Do you need to take a PCR test to fly?
No.
No? You just got implants?
Yeah.
Beauty. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Here's the thing. Nobody cares. COVID's a hoax.
But then, like, 4 days later, Frankie's just texting me on the plane. Like, he's about to throw up. He's sitting behind me, like, just painting the picture he painted for you guys
on
the podcast.
It was that picture of the guy driving and pointing. And I was just, bro, I couldn't control myself. The guy sitting next to me was looking at me like, why are you laughing? Dude, there was tears rolling over my mat.
It's like, brother, you don't want to know.
No. Like, listen, you got this guy holding his cock.
Yeah. It's like, if you ask me one more time, I'm roping you in.
Reverse gangbang, I guess. Reverse gangbangs don't really do it for me. But it would be a reverse, like, so there's too many holes. What are all the holes doing here?
It is true. You would think that, like when it's like four girls, one guy, I'm like, nah.
No.
More women, less dick? Nah.
A reverse gangbang is like, what do you call those light brights? But only one light in it. You're not painting me any picture.
Too many holes, not enough pegs.
Yeah. You stole the full thing, okay? Make it an orgy, make it a game, make it full.
What is that?
What?
Like when, you know, you go from lesbian porn when you're like a teenager to like probably multiple girls, and then eventually it's like, I just need one set of holes and a lot of dicks. What's that progression about?
I think you're describing an Eminem song called I'm cleaning out my closet.
What's that? As you get older, you just start loving cock.
How come when you hit like 30, you start fucking dudes?
Which actually brings me to my next topic. Rather seamlessly.
Proceed.
I think.
Wait. Let me just tell you what his topic says here. Gay guys should do everything.
Give them the keys to the world. Give them the keys to the kingdom. Dude, the place I'm staying at in Jersey Shore, it's owned and operated by two gay guys. And every single thing in this house is just
perfect,
pristine.
Immaculate. Yeah.
Everything I touch, I'm like, God, I wouldn't have got that, but boy, do I love it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. It's not like me. It's not, but I'm not going to get arrested for it.
I mean, I would hope not.
It's not perverted. It's something that I've started doing lately, and I don't know how to stop it. And
Is it food related?
It's food related.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner related?
None.
Let's see if I can. Let's do 20 questions.
Okay. I actually kind of hinted at it with Zach the other day, but it's hot. I hinted at it with Zach during his story with sleepwalking, and I made a joke about it, but I just kind of said like, oh yeah, like I sleepwalk and eat.
Oh yeah. Oh, is this a real thing, John?
This is a real fucking thing, man.
What have you been eating? What have you been eating in your sleep?
I eat everything, but mainly
pickles, cheese. Do you think I could guess it? Is it guessable? No.
Yeah, no, it's definitely guessable. It's very common. But dude, this is so. I don't even know if I want to let you guess. I don't even know if I'm going to tell
just
you.
Tell me. Just
I just want to show you the pictures of how I woke up this morning. Okay.
Wait, am I about to see like your bedroom or the kitchen?
Kitchen.
Okay.
And me on the couch. I still sleep on the couch. It's still too cold. Okay.
I mean, it looks like there's shit all over your hands. Oh, my God.
Bro,
you're just eating pints of ice cream? With your hands? Are you just eating ice cream with your hands?
I wake up and eat. I have no memory of this. And I do it. I've been doing it. It's been regular. Like,
yeah.
Like, I keep 4 pints of ice cream in my fridge because I wake up and they're gone and in the trash. I swear to God.
You eat 4 pints of ice cream in the morning?
No. Just like, I just want to make sure I got there's a bunch in there in case I go through one.
Okay.
But I swear to God, I have no memory of it. Mm. I woke up this morning and the pictures, I'll include them for you so you can post them. I'm confused. I don't know why it looks like I'm covered. I'm like, I woke up, I was like, oh my God, what happened?
That looks like, if knowing you in this later stage in life, if I saw that, if I woke up and saw your hands like that, I'd be like, he was playing with his own shit. He was like he wiped his ass.
I was going to say fingering a girl on her period, but sure.
No, that looks like shit hands to me. That is
When I'm fingering, you know I'm hitting this anyway. I have one finger like that when I'm like fucking 12 again. But like I had ice cream in my mustache. I had ice cream on my chin. I had ice cream on my nose. I had ice cream on my shirt. I had ice cream on my hands. I had 2 spoons, which fucking implies that I took 2 separate trips in my sleep. That I fucking went up again. One of the spoons I destroyed.
I mean, bent like Magneto, bro. Like Magneto bent it with his brain.
It must have been the first trip, and it was still pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I guess it fucking warmed up by the second trip. But one spoon, I ruined a metal spoon. Unconsciously eating ice cream, and that means it's time for a talk, Kevin.
That's intervention status, where someone's, it's like you need to like lock your fridge up, your freezer up at night.
I don't. And guess what? Bag Sour Patch Kids are gone.
See ya.
Like I don't.
See ya.
I have no memory. None.
Are you taking like Ambien or something?
Also, nope. Taking nothing.
Natural.
Nothing but just fucking a good hard day's work.
Smoking?
Put me to sleep. Nope. No smoking.
Nothing?
No nothing. I am. It is.
Because you know there's stories.
Oh, by the way, I went down, took down 2 bags of 3D Doritos as well.
3D Doritos. 3D Doritos as well.
Took down some chili nacho cheese and some fucking cool ranch.
I hope the camera's right in your face. 3D Doritos as well. You were proving a point.
I don't know what to do.
Well.
And guess what? You know what all this dairy means?
Wake up with the real toots. No. I wake up and I go into my bedroom to change, put on clothes because I don't sleep in my bedroom. And I come back into the living room and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what animal is in here?
Your apartment is officially a goddamn barn. Like, over here is where I eat my food out of a trough. Over here is where I just have, like, a corner that I fart and poop in. I'm just covered in food.
This couch is where I sleep. Bro, I have a two-bedroom apartment, and I live in a studio without a bed.
You are disgusting.
It doesn't make sense.
You are a deplorable man. Have you heard stories of there are people who, like, are on a diet and are gaining weight, and they're like, doc, this makes no sense. I put on like 20 pounds since I started dieting, and it's because they sleep eat and they don't realize it. They don't
really
know it. Yeah. It can get
that's just what's happening.
Like, the difference is that you're just a child and you leave so much evidence behind. But I guess these people are either just throwing it out or they eat, you know, whatever.
I gotta text these pictures to the group text right now just so everyone else can get a taste of what's happening here.
The bent spoon is really the kicker. Because I'm just thinking about you sleepwalking, being like, just bending that shit. Yeah.
I love to see, like, stepbrothers, like, I'm just throwing trash around you.
Can I send you home with a GoPro?
Yeah, or we at least gotta set up like one in the corner of the room, yeah. Old school MTV style.
Fuck,
yeah, yeah.
Everything's gone to shit. Anyway, who cares?
I have always thought, you know what,
Kevin? Yeah. Kevin, right now I'm wearing duct tape on my hat.
I like it though.
I'm wearing a shirt and just a software. I'm wearing pants I cut myself. It's all gone to hell.
What does that say? The world is a query and rewrite, and the world is a query and reporting tool.
This shirt doesn't fit me at all.
That shirt sucks.
This shirt sucks.
That shirt looks like Prison Mike. Is that why you're wearing it?
No, man.
That looks like Prison Mike.
Kevin.
That legit looks like Prison Mike.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
No, you got a ball gag. Let's add that to the list, though, too. You got a ball gag.
Got a ball gag here.
Yeah.
You think I paid for this shirt?
Oh, no. You probably paid like $100 for that, didn't you?
Paid $130 for this shirt. I didn't try it on. It's terrible.
That shirt sucks.
The worst shirt of all time.
That shirt sucks.
Look at this fucking thing.
$130? And did the stain come with it?
Yeah, it all came with it.
No, the stain. This was at a thrift shop?
I took it out of the bag today. Everything I'm wearing came with it.
I mean,
I like this shirt. So this is cool shirt. This whole thing
sucks. And you know what really sucks about it is it's higher in the back than in the front. You know what I mean? Like it like angles upwards. That put your arms above your head. Yeah, that shirt doesn't fit. Yeah, rock bottom. We're approaching it or redefining it.
I woke up covered in ice cream. We're not approaching it, Kevin.
I've always thought we do, like, in this business, we at least always have one last gun in the bullet, so to speak, where we could just say, put cameras in my place 24/7. Like, you know that there's, like, an audience for that. You know that if we ever wanted to go full-blown reality show, we could do it. And like, so there's no such thing as, like, we can never go bankrupt.
Yeah.
at least for one try, you know what I mean? Because, like, okay, you're going to watch me fuck, you're going to watch me puke, you're going to watch me live.
Mostly masturbating and ice cream.
Yeah, right. That's a great series name. Masturbation and ice cream. Hey, man, you see the new episode of M&I? Like, I mean, that's awesome.
He's not even enjoying any of it anymore.
Man, season two, the guy. Season two is kind of funny, but season three, he is just. He doesn't like any of it anymore.
It's like Ted Lasso. This is getting dark. just a guy sleeping on his couch with a pint of ice cream and a hand of cum. He doesn't even put the TV on anymore. He just scrolls Twitter by himself in the dark. You know, season one, at least he came home and put the TV on so there'd be noise in the background. Now he doesn't even turn on the living room lights or turn the TV on himself. He just sits there.
He's got a broken spoon. A broken spoon, a half hard dick, and a fucking spilled ice cream bucket.
He throws his hands up every time he wakes up. Bar. He's like, fuck it.
Bucket, I did it again.
I did it again.
I could just see, you know, especially like just snoring, and he wakes up and just kind of sees his paws and sees it and just goes. That's all you see from the little security cameras. Him go, yeah, fuck. Did it again.
You see the new episode? He just stood at his chocolatey, hardened ice cream hand and wondered if he should watch that first or just go ahead and jerk off with it on it. And what do you think he chose, everybody?
Bubble in B, folks.
Well,
bubble in option B.
Might as well not put the cart before the horse on this one.
I don't want to have to wash my hands twice. Oh, and guess what? He washed his hands zero times.
I am actually crying.
The people running around the Barstool office wearing the Whoop bracelets, we're probably the last people on earth who should be wearing these. Frankie Borelli learned that he is like the most stationary human of all time. You found out that your resting heart rate
is 88. You could switch me to any demographic of a living person. I could be an 86-year-old woman. No, because obviously that's probably a poor heart rate.
Yeah, you could be like a young kid.
I could be an 18-year-old man, and it is a bad. I don't even know which one I should be good at.
I know. It doesn't matter.
So I'm bad at all.
Your heart bumps like 90 times a minute.
Anything over basically anything over 82 is just it's not like unhealthy. It's just straight up. It's poor.
Let me see.
It's not below average.
I'm
going to
open
poor.
Up my shit right now. I'm going to say that I'm doing activity, which I'm not, and probably will not be for the next month, but that will tell me my resting heart rate.
So the
calibrating. No, wait a minute. My heart rate's 100?
There you go. You are more unhealthier than I am.
Hey, it says I'm running. It literally says running.
You are. I am just sitting here talking. What is that you're on?
It says like start activity, so that will like check your heart rate right away.
Kevin, you should probably do this.
I am telling you that I will be. Yeah, my heart rate is 103 right now. I mean, what,
dude?
110? What is happening? Now I'm just nervous.
Now you're starting to panic.
Now 111. Let's go. How high can we get it on a podcast? 112.
Oh, get this motherfucker. Heart attack. Let's go.
Oh, my God. 114.
High score. High score. High score.
Wow.
119. Can we get 120? 121. Let's go.
This is so much fun.
126. 128. 132.
This is the We Try and Kill Kevin episode. Welcome to KSC Radio.
Woo. Woo!
Wait, how did you get here? I want to put that on too.
Oh man, 1.8 is my activity strain. I'm literally just sitting here. Now I'm sweating.
Start activity.
Yep. Yep. Okay. That is so fucking funny. 132 is my heart rate right now.
Okay, I'm at 122. Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
It says I'm running as well.
I mean, what the fuck?
We got a lot of work to do in the next month.
My activity strain says 3.4. I didn't do a single thing.
All right.
You pumped your arms a little.
I mean, I am sweating.
I was going to say, we both need a breather. So I guess it's probably
pretty accurate. Excited and laughed for a little bit. My activity strain right now is 4. Frankie Borelli told me that the last week, his activity strain throughout the entire day never hit 5. Me just sitting here, my body's like, whoa. Okay, so instead of starting off with the voicemails today, we've got our new summer intern, Mike, has, I guess, what is this, a recording of his buddy or something like that?
Yeah, it's my buddy's buddy. It's his first day on the job.
Okay, so his first day on the job as a cold caller, and I guess we got audio of it, and I'm sure he's terrible at this.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hey, I was looking to speak with the owner of
Is that you by chance?
Depends. Who are you? How can I help you?
My name is.
I thought it was 22.
No. Okay. So, yeah. Hey, man. I'm with. Have you heard of us before, man?
Dude, you suck at your job. You suck. You're horrible.
Shut up.
You need to like, why don't you play pretend with the mirror with a friend or, you know, classmate or one of your gay boyfriends or something.
Hey, come on. Hey, you made me laugh when you said.
Hey, come on now. Pull that dick out of your mouth. Pull it out. Pull it out.
This is downright homophobic.
Is it too loud?
You gotta prepare. Or pull the dick out of your ass.
Jesus.
You suck, dude.
You suck, dude.
Jesus, what's he got to do with it? You suck at this job. Run away.
Oh,
you're
my
horrible.
God.
Hey, man. You're
suck.
Hey, man, your website looks pretty off to me.
Whoa, your website! You're looking at my website? You want to look at my cock? You fucking f***.
Oh, well, I called it.
No, this is... Dude, we have to replay that call, bro. Oh, my
what
God.
The
that guy was insane.
Fuck.
Yo, that guy absolutely... has or is going to murder people. That guy has some anger issues.
Dude, like, he's like yelling at your buddy like he's like it's like his 30 years into the career. Like, you should start doing, like, you know, it's a summer job, man.
Well, also,
you
I
leave
mean,
me
I
the
mean,
fuck alone.
Listen, he didn't, you know, he wasn't the greatest off the top.
He was
bad at the
he
job.
He was right until he started dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, he wasn't very articulate. He didn't, like, get to it. He chuckled weirdly, but then...
Look, a nervous laugh is a guy who does a lot of nervous laughs.
Totally a normal...
Right away? We're going to call me on that?
Right.
Come on.
But, I mean, that was outrageous. The dick out of your mouth. No. Take the dick out of your ass. Practice with your little boyfriends.
Dude, you...
Jesus.
That is so good.
Oh! We got to get Rudy in here.
Yeah.
That made me think of Rudy. We'll do that on Thursday. We'll do that Thursday episode.
Okay.
He goes, jeez. Like, dude, I don't give a fuck about your website. Jesus Christ.
That guy
absolutely beats people in his family. Yeah. That guy kicks the dog. That guy's an abuser.
That dude has children to kick the shit out of him.
I'm getting tired of this one. We gotta have another one so I can beat that one too.
A new toddler to smack around.
Jesus. That is unbelievable.
Oh, the way he delivered that. So, it's so good.
Did your boy just come home and he was like, you'll never understand the day I had to work?
Yeah, it's my buddy's buddy, so I think that he just gave up after that. I'm not sure. I think that it's over for him.
That would be I'd probably end up like milking that one. I'd be like, I'm like suing this company. You subjected me to abuse.
Bro, I would call that guy back every day.
We should get that guy's number. Yeah. We should get that guy's number. We'll do callbacks and just torture him.
See, your website's looking a little messy. My website! We didn't talk about
it! I actually want to get that guy's number and sick the stoolies on him and ruin his life.
Yeah.
Ruin his life. Just every night in the middle of the night have someone call him and go, take the dick out of your ass.
Dude, wow. The life of like cold calling, I know that's the only reason I work here is because my dad wouldn't give me a job. Because he was like, and it was like it wasn't his company, but he was like, he's like, look, I can get you like a job at the call center.
You don't
and he's
want
like,
that.
But you're gonna be a cold caller and you're gonna kill yourself in 3 weeks.
And I was like, all right, cannot fathom anyone ever having success at a cold call.
No.
like it has to work.
Well,
right?
You hit lonely people. And they're like, oh, like thank God, someone to talk to.
I guess, right? But then they pay money. And then they're like, yeah, I'm so lonely, I'm gonna talk to you, and then get my credit card out.
I guess, yeah, right.
I can see like the boiler room shit where you call up like unsuspecting people and be like, I can make you $5,000 right now, and you're desperate, and you're just like, okay, sure, what is it? And, like it's a penny stock or whatever.
Yeah.
But like this, you know, we just need to update your website. I mean, I guess you just get lucky every now and then where it's like, you know, I need a website and lo and behold, the phone rang and like, here you are. I might as well just take you.
I forget what the company he said was. I think we're going to bleep it out anyway.
Yeah.
But like when he was like, "Have you heard of us?" Absolutely not. As someone who works on the internet and does,
yeah,
like,
I was gonna say that's not. You know, it's not like he said like, "Have you heard of?" Have you heard of like monster.com or something? It's just like, no, your bullshit company. I've never fucking heard of it, man. Get out of here. Wow. Well, to all the cold callers out there, if you got any, I'm sure if he could dig up his recording, I'm sure other people can. If you've got apps, like you just like, man, this guy's so mad. Jesus Christ. This guy really, really hates
it. Like getting exhausted. Like, jeez.
My friend actually sends it to me on the day that I'm starting here. He's like, "You excited for your day tomorrow?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, look how my buddy's first day." Yeah, just like, can't go like, any worse
like,
than that.
Like, yeah, seriously. Like, be thankful you got that gig instead of this shit. If you've got cold call classic audio recording, send it our way. It's got to be good. But if you've got a moment that stacks up to jeez.
Can I hear it one more time, please? Can I hear it one more?
Like, Jesus.
You're looking at my website. You want to look at my cock?
Jeez. Like, I don't even know what to say to this. Like he's thinking, like, there's nowhere in the binder. There's no page to turn to react to this. Jesus. So good. Run it back.
I'm going to throw up.
Prepare or pull the dick out of your ass. Jeez. You suck, dude.
Jeez. Dude,
I have a stomachache and I'm crying. Jeez.
How old are you, Mike? How old is he? You guys the same age?
22.
Jeez.
Pull the dick
out. That's got to be the most entertaining day in cold calling history.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Secondary jacked up.
Oh, I don't like these.
In honor of last week's episode, jacked up the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
We can't do history because, okay, I guess that's fine. This seems like a little bit of a touchy one to do.
Let's see you navigate this one.
He's riding in a car, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't want to, like, detail it.
No. Detail it.
He's riding in a
this
car.
This is for Gen Z who doesn't know this shit.
And it's a drop top. And, or it's a, I don't know what, it's a convertible.
John F. Kennedy dropped the top. Titties was out.
Drop top, yeah. And Jackie.
Spinning rims.
How else was that? It's a convertible.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Whatever. And him and Jackie are sitting in the back. And then his head, like, explodes a little bit. And the pieces
You're
go.
You're missing so many steps.
Oh, okay. Somebody shot him. And then.
And then his head exploded.
What other steps are there in between?
Let the girl go.
Yeah, sorry. And then his head, like pieces of his head, kind of go flying everywhere. And then Jackie like goes. This is not funny. I'm sorry. But Jackie is like trying to like pick up the pieces of his head. Like I don't know what her plan was, but she just goes and she starts like scrambling for his head fragments, and then gathers them. And that was probably like too much detail on the head explosion part.
So we've done the head explosion.
Do you want more about the head explosion part? Because well, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know much about the history part, so I kind of
like who shot him.
Yeah, yes. It's the well-known guy's name.
Super. Well-known. Everybody knows his name.
And everybody
don't
knows
you Google it. No, I want you to guess it.
I'm not Googling it.
Okay. What's his name?
I'll
give you a hint. It's three names. It's like a three, like a, you know, first, middle, last.
Yes. And it is.
You do the yes. Yes.
It
don't
is.
You Google it.
I'm not Googling it.
Is she Googling it, Babs? Yeah.
She's so blatantly Googling
yeah.
it.
No, but don't let her.
You're on camera and we can see you.
Don't yeah. let her.
Do you think you're in a separate room right now?
I can see you doing it.
There's so many words on this page. I can't even figure out who it is. It's his name is Chris. I don't know. I just went with the most like
Chris. Three. Remember three names. So she's first, like there's a first, middle, and last. Chris.
Kevin.
Chris Kevin.
Smith.
Chris Kevin Smith.
I knew you were going to say Smith.
You were so
the
close.
The second you said Chris, it was a fucking foregone conclusion.
Wait,
you were saying
I
Smith.
Do. Once you say this, I'm going to be like, oh.
Kevin Smith.
And Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah, I was close with the Chris Kevin Smith.
Okay. Wait, you said that earnestly. You were not.
No, I know. I honestly oh, God, you scared me. But I mean.
Yeah, Chris, so Chris Kevin Smith shoots him. Do you know where he shot him from? Like, where was he?
Probably behind him. His head exploded from the back.
It's funny for so many reasons. But particularly because it's absolutely not. It's the opposite. But
I'm sorry. I don't. I'm going to stop going
so
on about
shot
the
him, so Chris Kevin Smith shoots him from the back.
Chris Kevin Smith. Obviously him. Didn't like him and was in the crowd because they were you know doing a little drop top drive with like crowd members.
We call that when a bunch of cars going down the street and people watching
drop top
parade.
Parade. Yeah,
they were in a parade. Were they in a parade?
Well, that's basically what it is.
That's
yeah,
you described a parade. Yeah.
I did describe a parade.
So Chris Kevin Smith is in the crowd behind him and yeah. just pulls out the gun.
And he pulls out, yeah, I mean, what else?
Clearly.
He just pulls out a gun, and then I think it's plain simple. He just shoots. I don't know, like, what else. I feel like you guys are, like, trying to get me to say something else. But, like,
and then what happened to Chris Kevin Smith in the aftermath?
Chris Kevin Smith, did he kill himself after that? No. He ran away.
He ran away. He gets caught.
He gets caught?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then,
yeah. He got caught immediately?
Pretty much, yeah. And
what
then,
was his plan?
And then...
Why didn't he run?
Who killed Chris Kevin Smith?
Oh, shit, had no idea. He was dead.
The person who killed G-Day Tibbetts?
G-Day Tibbetts. That's just... That just sounds coming out of your mouth.
I honestly
G-Day Tibbetts is your answer?
First of all, it was J.D. Tibbetts. But I...
J.D. Tibbetts. What is that about?
I don't know. I honestly just looked at the first name that was highlighted on the screen. Okay. Is it Jack Ruby?
Yes.
Is it actually?
Yes.
That was the second name highlighted.
Yeah.
She's so surprised.
So Jack Ruby kills Chris Kevin Smith.
Wait, no. That's the Dallas nightclub operator. Are you kidding about it? Did Jack Ruby
actually? Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm going to look so dumb. It's fine.
And that is... The assassination of JFK. Jacked up!
Jacked up!
History is going to be a weak point, I think.
I mean, I wouldn't have gotten Jack Ruby. I'll say that. Mm-hmm.
It's also like...
I think you would have probably talked more about there being a conspiracy and all
I
that
I probably
kind
would
of
have
stuff.
Mentioned that.
Yeah. When people talk about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, it's usually more about... There was a conspiracy.
Yeah, if she weren't
did you know that there was a conspiracy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did, like, I've heard about that. But you didn't ask. You didn't ask for the conspiracy. You just asked what happened at the assassination.
Sure.
And then
what did the bullet do? Do you know anything about the bullet?
It went into his head. I don't know.
But it also went into other body parts.
Oh.
Did it?
Well, that's the magic bullet theory. It would have had to, like, go through and like turn around and like hit. That's part of the conspiracy, is that like from the angle of where he was, the other injuries, because other people got shot in the car, like some guy got hit in his shoulder, and it's like for those bullets to have all been there, like I think they like posed like a magic like a theory that was like, yeah, no, it like hit here and then went there, and like everyone with the brain, yeah, everyone with the brains like everyone in the brain, not John F. Kennedy, was like, that's not really possible. You really did lean into the idea that his brain got massacred, though.
That was the only part that I knew, so I just kind of leaned into that.
Fucking Jackie Ravel over here.
I'll do something here for a little YouTube visual. It'll be audio as well.
Oh God. Oh God, he's taking his belt off.
Let me take my pants off real quick.
Oh boy, we're getting kicked off of YouTube.
All right, this is the thing I've been thinking about for a while.
John is now
no,
I'm gonna tell you. You have to watch.
No, no time like the present. Hey, hey, Sour Patch Kids, you motherfuckers! if you don't fucking start advertising with us. Or at least give me free Sour Patch Kids, because I've had none. I haven't gotten one single, nary an SPK have I received. I am going to get this fucking tattoo removed. That's a fact, and I fucking promise you that. I've done a photo shoot in a bathtub, I have a tattoo on it, and I haven't gotten so much as a free mini Sour Patch Kid. So if you don't fucking fuck a free one. If you don't start advertising with this show, I'm getting this tattoo removed. I will hold a press conference like LeBron James in The Decision where I select my new candy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That sounds awesome. That sounds absolutely awesome.
That's what's going to happen unless you cut a check to Barstool Sports. Fucking Hairbo, here I come.
Oh, man. I can't decide what I want to happen more. I can't decide whether I want SBK to cut a fat check or John sits there and he has a bag of gummy bears and he has a bear of peach rings and he has a bag of fucking the little worms, the neon worms.
Yeah.
And
you just Twin snakes will probably come in for that ass, baby.
I'm taking my talents to Swedish Fish, motherfucker. Oh, man. Yeah, it's almost, if you were my friend and you were going after a girl like this, and like this would be like, bro, come on, enough. Like, she doesn't like you, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
they DM me all the time. They DM me. They give me eyes emojis. Like, they want to fuck me. You want to fuck me?
Then fuck me.
Get in bed with me.
Fuck me. Fuck me, Sour Patch Kids. Bend me over and fuck me. Shit, or get off the pot.
That hurt my back.
Yeah, that's gonna set you back about a week.
I feel like I just started the show.
I don't fucking care, John.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday.
It's Megan Fox. Shit tomorrow, right? By the way, that little fucking minx, Megan Fox.
Whoa, that table.
Woo!
I think sometimes it gets a little try hard.
Okay.
You guys have sex. Congratulations.
Let me
You're
tell you
having
something.
Sex, not inventing it.
Can I tell you? I'm so happy you said that. Because when I started this take, that was gonna be my take. And then as I stood up and I just hollered like a siren, by the way, I watched Nick turn around like, what the fuck was that noise? I said to myself, am I really going to be the guy who has a problem with Megan Fox talking about fucking right now? And I didn't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. I didn't want to ruin a good thing. But now that you said that, I am on board with you. It's think about if we did that. It would be like, you know. Okay, dude, so you fucked a girl on a table. Like, shut
right.
the fuck
like,
up.
First of all, fucking on tables sucks.
Yeah, that table did not look good to fuck on.
Bro, it looked like my knees are going to hurt.
Dude.
My knees are going to be in so much fucking pain.
You can't fuck anywhere but a bed past 30. If you're over 30 and you're fucking on the floor?
Bro.
Oh, on the couch, you're falling in between the cushions. You're on the ground. Your knees are hurting. Her back's rubbing. You're getting rug burns. Your back hurts. Your pelvis is in pain. Beds. Fucking on beds.
Like,
that's it.
And like, but like in that, first of all, agree 100%. I think I last tried to fuck on a bathroom floor when I was like 27.
Never again. On a tile?
Bro,
oh.
I was in a, I might have been even younger than that because I was in a hotel where like, it was like my friends were in the hotel room too.
Uh-huh.
So like trying to fucking, you can't fucking fuck on a fucking floor.
You gotta
like,
get, rah, you gotta like, be a little dude. Bit of bounce and give. Oh boy.
Ah.
No, that hurts.
Ah.
That hurts.
Ah.
I mean,
it hurts. It hurts so bad. This hurts. It hurts. Like, for real. Ah.
No! No, I can't do try it! Drew, try it right now. I fucking can't. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
And now, I got the jeans on too. And now start like moving.
I hate it.
Don't they torture people like this? They make you kneel on like a thing of pee.
No, this is so painful.
It hurts so much. And then I can't even get down. I can't get down. Ow. Because in order to get in order to get down, you got to put all your weight onto one. One side. It hurts. And then I hit my shin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but congratulations to Maggie Fox and MGK.
Was
the fuck is that?
Was that a good time for you, Megan?
And
Coulson, you have fun on that marble table. And think about this, John.
I sat in my lunch.
John, think about this.
Well, another thing that happens when you fuck on tables, you sit in your lunch.
Think about this, John. Think about this. Think about what we just did, right? Think about if there was a generally accepted, like there's a reasonable expectation that girls are supposed to suck your dick on their knees like that. That's insane. If you was ever like, get on your knees and eat me out, I'd be like, get me a pillow, bitch. How about you stand up on the bed first? That's the only way I'm getting on my knees.
Yeah, it's like, my hockey bag's in my room, I'll go get my fucking shin guards.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I'm going to be bruised up from that, man. Look at that.
Yeah. And also, despite the fact that how difficult it is to fuck on a table, as we've clearly demonstrated, two able-bodied men.
Yeah.
Incapable of fucking on a table.
No way.
But like, if you saw like that, I was giving you a quarter of an inch there. That's,
right.
That's all you get. I was like, ah.
Did you come yet?
It was just guttural screams and a fucking fingernail's length of fucking dick.
Just splinters flying everywhere. And fucking.
It was bad. But like, also, if you're fucking, what are you guys pissing on each other?
Well, I was gonna say, like, what
you got a little sweat on a table.
Now I will say that pillow, that table's huge. Did you see it?
Yeah,
it was
a big
deep
table.
It was like a you could like run around on that table. You could like play tag on that table. They might have been like wrestling. But yeah, like what are they doing? Listen, I don't doubt. I'm on record saying if I could pick one couple to watch a sex tape, it would be Megyn Kelly and Machine Gun Fox, whatever the fucking. Literally, my brain just went totally backwards. But what are they doing that's like so revolutionary?
Yeah.
And if they are, like, please share with the class. Did you guys invent some new shit?
This table, some seeds of things. Oh, man, I'm so glad we don't know that table anymore. What are you, snorting fucking lines of jizz off it, Megan? What's fucking going on here?
Yeah, like, I guarantee whatever. Right,
Megan was up here like this.
With your legs out, yeah. You were standing there. Like, I guarantee whatever you have done, Adriana Chechik has done. And better.
In every Airbnb she's ever. By herself.
Every Uber.
She doesn't even need partners.
No.
I've watched Adriana Chechik squirt out the window of a car.
Bro, I watched Adriana the other day. Somebody, she was like, put the ball, put. What did she say? Oh, she said something like, put the tip in, right? So he put the tip in. And she was like, oh, wow. And I was like, what's the big deal, right? And then he pulls it out, and like a ball comes out of her ass that was in there as well. And I was like, oh, there was already a ball in there, and then the dick went in. And then another ball came out. She had two ball, like bocce balls of some sort, and then a dick. It's like, that's what Adriana Chechik's doing on the kitchen table. What are you doing, Megan?
Bro, I've watched, and this is exactly what happened. I've watched Adriana Chechik.
Oh boy.
Get her pussy fucked in her ass.
Get her pussy fucked.
She took a fleshlight and shoved that in her ass and then had a guy fuck the fleshlight.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And it was super hot. I don't know why I was so turned on by it, but I was like, this is awesome. And technically, you know, that should be the next Tom and Bert loophole. It's like it was like, you don't have to wear a strap on. They've got to wear a fake pussy. Technically, I'm just
you gotta shove your pussy in your pussy. I'll fuck
you. Technically, I'm just fucking a fleshlight. Adriana Chechik's just holding it with her ass. That's all that's happening.
That's not cheating, girls. That's not cheating.
What was the name of the grocery store your mom went to growing up?
Meat Farms.
This guy's trash.
Yeah, Meat Farms.
All right, listen, we've had a good time. Yeah. You guys are fucking fantastic. Yeah. April 20th, 21st, coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to be down in Raleigh and Zanies.
Did you say Meat Farm?
Yeah, Meat Farm.
Is there multiples of those or just
like
one?
Where Ron Swanson fucking got his groceries.
Yeah, it sounds like a Sam Raimi movie or something like that.
Sounds like it's in the back of a van, to be honest with you. Yo, Meat Farms is out front. Get your cash.
Hey, it's Tony from Meat Farms. I got the day old you asked for, Mrs. Bush. Meat Farms.
It's unbelievable. You could bring your chicken and get it sliced thin. So
oh, you can? Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get a glass of champagne from Artie over here, please? What the fuck? Bring your own chicken.
No, you don't bring your own chicken. Because don't you like your chicken sliced thin?
I've never sliced chicken, though. Like chicken breast?
Yeah, like chicken cutlets.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
what do you mean?
I didn't know. I thought you meant like in a deli slicer.
No, it's a guy.
That's still what
it's
I
a
think
guy with a big ass knife. He wore an army hat.
He's so I like how Marty's dying on this
he's
hill.
He's been there with 25.
He's got a knife. He's like, wow, I usually do it with a fork.
Wait a minute. Yeah, explain this to me. What do you mean? Like you go there and you buy chicken.
Yeah, and then you go to the guy with the army hat, and he's in the back, and he just
I don't think he's a general. I don't think he's enlisted.
What do you mean the guy with the army hat?
You mean the guy with one arm, no teeth? He'll really cut your chicken nice for you.
20 years, he always had the same hat, always was
he didn't even work there. It was just the
I know. Kid, I told you five times. Get out of here, all right?
Hey, buddy, where are you going with that chicken?
Holy shit, God. Meat Farm. Now, is that a chain or?
It's like a small chain. Yeah.
There's a couple out there. Know. Yeah.
You know what? I think Whole Foods is buying them. That's the best answer I've ever heard. Where'd your mom go to the grocery store? Meat Farm. Not even the Meat Farm. Just Meat Farm.
It's Meat Farms. It's over there on Avenue Z.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. I think we have enough to proceed. Maybe one more just out of curiosity before we get to the cards is what'd you get on your SATs?
It's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question?
Yeah. So
the marinara sauce.
Mine was out of like, was it, 2400?
Yeah.
So the first time I got like a 1400, pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back the second time and about... It's a valid Victorian.
What's valid Victorian? Wait, what?
The number one guy in your class.
Yeah.
It's not valid Victorian. It's not a person's name. What? Valid Victorian.
Sure, that guy.
I thought it was valid Victorian.
No, it's not.
I got to get new teeth. This whole thing's a setup.
Is this the guy in the army hat? Was he the valid Victorian?
So I sat next to him, and I went back in sections, and I got a 1950.
Ah, nice.
And
did
then,
you cheat off of him?
But then, yeah, I cheated off him, but then they sent me, like, I had got to go to court. Like, they caught me. They're like, you cannot go up that many points. And they asked me to go to court. And my dad's
sir,
like,
oh, what is the square root of 32?
They're like, either you have to retake it and, like, show that you can do it.
Fuck.
Or
that.
Go
holy
to court.
Shit.
I got lucky, boss.
Who catches a case whatever on their SATs?
That's what I said.
What?
Because I didn't get it back. And my dad's like, oh, we're going to court. You didn't cheat. I was like, Yeah, no, it's I don't know how what I would have done in court. I cannot believe it's, like, a real thing.
So what ended up happening?
I took the zero. I would have cracked in court, you see.
I can't do prison this time. This kid would have gave up everybody.
You see his face? I'm too pretty. I'm too pretty to go to jail.
Holy shit.
Well, the first time we ever got the answer of zero. That's
it's tough. I got caught cheating on my Regents. They made me shovel. They made me weed whack with a shovel. It's brutal.
What's your Regents?
Regents like a New York
a New York
test.
Yeah, state okay, test. Okay. Yeah, I was asking.
Why would the penalty be weed whacking?
Yeah. They like made me clean up around the school. Like they gave me a shovel just to weed whack.
If you cheated on this test, like you're probably gonna be doing some blue collar work. Like,
hey, listen, we're doing you a favor, kid.
Depression rolling here, dude. This weekend, the other day, I had someone come by. I was out at the bar, and I left the bar for a bit to go grab some cigarettes. And while I was in the 7-Eleven, I also had to buy a bunch of candy. And then I was like, well, I'm trying to be healthy, so I'll get this big bag of candy, and I'll also get a banana. So I'm outside a bar. I'm outside a bar with doing alternating drags with
banana and
cigarette
banana. And if, 7-Eleven, they just give you paper bags now. So he's got a paper bag crunched up in the same hand as a banana.
Wait, you're doing a paper bag banana?
No. The banana's on its own. It's in the same hand. But the banana's riding solo. Okay. Paper bag is full of candy that's just in the same grip.
Oh, like your writ?
No, it's a paper bag. So I'm just holding it.
This is bad. Yeah. So you're lifting the bag and banana to your mouth every time you take a bite.
Yes, exactly.
This is bad, John. Yeah. This is bad.
And then I'm like, I'm kind of just sitting
Are you
there.
Ever like eating the banana before you, like, you know what's it called? Like when you, what's it called in college? When you like, you take a drag, then you do the shot, then you exhale?
Cannonballing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Are you cannonballing your bananas?
I'm doing this regular. But I'm doing it on a street corner, not in front of the factory, the bar.
Uh-huh.
Well, because I don't want the people I'm with to see me.
You. Yeah.
So I'm staying next to
this is just a break? You're going back to the bar after this? Yeah. This is just a cigarette banana? You went on a cigarette banana break, John?
So I'm sitting there next to a trash barrel because I'm on this street corner. I want to be out of view. So I'm smoking a cigarette, just kind of looking down, biting a banana, bag full of candy coming to my face. Cigarette, banana. Someone comes walking across the street.
Fiedelberg.
They go, "Hey, what's up, Fiedelberg? Big fan." I'm mid-drag. So I go to correct him. They go, "Lane Fiedelberg." And go back to biting my banana. And
it's actually Fiedelberg.
It's so great.
I don't want you to think I'm someone else. God forbid you go home unsure if you see Fiedelberg switching back and forth between a cigarette and a banana. Sitting by the trash barrel.
Oh, man.
If you don't believe me, I'll give you my social security.
You want to take a picture? Let's take a picture. You can post it on your Instagram. You want to bite? You want to bite the banana? You want to take a drag?
Oh, man.
And they were Marlboro 100s because he gave me the wrong thing. And they want to correct him so I looked like Cruella DeVille. Oh man.
We're getting close to rock bottom.
What's up, KFC Fight, Jackie, Nick, Cali Boy DC, if he's still on this. I got a hypothetical would you rather for you guys. And you guys are a bunch of sickos. So would you rather have a button that you could press and it would crack all the bones and joints in your body at the same time, just boom, done, you feel great? Or would you rather have a button that you press and it pops all the pimples and all the pores on your body, on your face, your shoulders, all that? All right, let me know what you guys think. Viva.
This is the greatest question of all time.
It's like Kevin's having an orgasm.
This is such a great question. And I could go on. I could write a dissertation on this whole thing.
I'm you're the expert here. So
I just
like to crack my stuff, but like I don't feel any better afterwards. It's just kind of
when I crack my dick, I feel so much better.
But wait, was this you? Someone was talking about cracking their dick recently. Okay, that was you.
I mean,
you crack in the morning, right?
Wait a minute. No, I was not talking to you recently. I was talking to Pat on Out and About it.
Okay, but then you told me the story then, I think.
Not recently. No, I did not. So someone else told you that, and I would like to talk to them because they're like we're like a small bunch. We're like left hand.
No way. We're two people.
We're
in my
like
life
left. We're left handed gingers. I need to meet them. There's so very few of us that I need to like talk to someone else who cracks their dick.
No, this I refuse to believe that I know two people who crack their dicks. You do it in the morning, right? When you have like morning wood or some shit like that.
I mean, that's the thing. I've never said that. Like I do it when I have morning, noon, night. Is my dick hard? I'm cracking it. So who have you been talking to, John? Because I need to know.
Honestly, it probably was Pat. Pat probably told me.
Does Pat crack his dick? Because he has.
He's like, you know, your co-host is a psychopath.
Maybe
right?
He might have like just said like embellished that like, it happens in the morning.
Okay, so.
That's different.
What do you mean? Like, do you hear a crack?
Oh, it's yes. It's what like loud and clear. I almost like want to do it somehow. That's not like ragingly inappropriate. You know what I mean?
I agree. Like, I think I need to hear this.
Like, if I were to like make a video with my phone, you would absolutely hear it. Should I make just a video that's like all black? Like I'll just cover the, you know what I mean?
Can
yes.
you explain a little further?
What is cracking?
Like the base of my dick. It's wild. It's like right where your dick kind of meets. Like no, that feels like cracking your knuckles.
Yeah, no. Tomorrow I'll expect the video.
And when it sometimes, you know, again,
or
it's
tonight,
your knuckles.
Yeah. Whenever you find yourself horny, send me a video.
I don't know if I can like posting that is like here's KFC's dick cracking. Like that's I'll send it to you. I don't know if we can do it publicly.
Yeah. No. Private text. Here's my number.
We should do like 80k subscribers or something.
You guys want to see some dick cracking? Follow KFC, subscribe on YouTube. Yeah, man, it's crazy. And the funny thing is, like, if you crack your dick, we are small. We are a legion. We are small, but if you
are your dicks.
I googled this because I was like afraid. You know, I'm like, what is happening? And then there are people who
this is a new thing. This isn't your whole life.
No, it's been a while.
A little while, okay.
But I mean, I guess not. I was not like a teenager doing it, so I guess it's like a little later in life, or maybe I just didn't notice it. You know what it probably is? I don't think I was doing certain things with my dick until later in life.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, you're just tugging it this way and that way.
Like Julian Edelman's MCL, like it's fucking.
Yeah. You know,
before we started running fucking hot routes, it was
right. Okay. But, yeah. I was like, I'm doing some things with it. But like the people who don't crack their dicks are like, what do you mean? You're going to break it and like you're being an idiot. And I have people be like, I'm a doctor and you're going to like fracture your da, 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 da. And then the guys who do crack their dick, like, no, man, it's just cracking your dick. No big deal.
Well, I mean, I'd listen to the doctors.
No, you know what I mean? Like internet doctors.
I have doctors being like, oh, I don't know. Like cancer, smoking might give you cancer. But me, all the boys in the smoking lounge are like, it's just a cigarette. Who gives a shit?
All the guys with the tracheotomy are like, no big deal. It's totally fine.
I've been doing this for 30 years. It doesn't affect me at all.
It feels great. And
but I also
it can crack like during action, which is cool. I'll crack. Girl, I'm going to crack my dick inside you, girl.
Nothing like a fucking girl. It was tricky. It's getting crushed. Going, does your dick just break?
The podcast is over. If you're watching on YouTube, click here to subscribe so that you get all the new episodes as they come out. And John, what should they click if they want notifications? Make sure you click thumbs up for the like. Hit that bell icon.